Hello, my name's Dr. Joanne Freeman from Honey and Fox, and I would like to welcome Steve Lappich, the CEO of Fight Food Waste CRC. And Steve is joining us today to provide the September CEO update. Thanks, Steve.
Hi, it's Steve Lappich here. I'm here to talk to you about what we're up to at Fight Food Waste Limited over the last few months. The first thing I'd really like to talk about is the events that we hold. So we hold three events throughout each year, or three kinds of events. The first is our networking events, and we had an event in Adelaide in May, one in Brisbane in June, and we've got one coming up in Melbourne in September. And these are really for our participants to get together and meet each other and network. We have our annual conference every second year. The last one was actually online in November 21 during the end of the pandemic. And these are a more reflective kind of conference. They're looking at our impacts that we've created through our research in particular, and really focus on the outputs of the Fight Food Waste CRC. And the next of them is November 22, 23 at KPMG in Sydney, and invites will be going out for that shortly. And then the third event that we hold is the summit. And we held a summit in November last year, 2022, and there'll be another one in July 2024 in Melbourne. You hopefully have got a placeholder in your calendar for that one. And these are really forward-looking events, and they're all about how we're going to halve food waste in Australia by 2030. So hopefully that gives some explanation around the different events and why we hold each of the different type of events. The one other one I'd like to mention is coming up shortly, we have the International Day of Awareness of Food Loss and Waste. And this is a United Nations declared day. This year I've been invited to the Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome, the FAO, to hold a global webinar around how we're tracking against the international target of halving food waste by 2030, which is a real honour for me, and I look forward to being part of that. And I'll actually be going over a couple of days earlier and presenting a seminar on September 28th at the FAO on Australia's strategy for halving food waste. So look, I really encourage everyone to talk about that and put it out on their socials. It's one of the first times that we've had representation on food loss and waste at the FAO for these major events. And it's a real honour that Australia is getting an invite to such events. The other area I'd like to focus on today is around announcements. And we've got some big ones coming up towards the end of this month, particularly around one organisation, one brand. I mentioned it when I last did an update, and a lot has happened since. And we really look forward to launching our new name and our new brand at the end of the month. And that will align with that International Day of Awareness of Food Loss and Waste, which for those of us in the food loss and waste field is one of the big events of the year, of course. And the other area I'd like to mention is our annual report. And so we are currently busily preparing our annual report. The first draft's going to the board next week. And we will release that annual report on October 31, as we do each year. And then we'll have hard copies available at the conference. And like last year, this year's annual report will cover both the activities of Fight Food Waste CRC and Stop Food Waste Australia. So I really look forward to seeing you all at KPMG in Melbourne in November. And if you haven't got those details, please get in touch with us so we can make sure you're there. That's a free event. And we thank KPMG for being our host for that event. They're a great partner of ours, and they support us with that in-kind support, which I'd really like to recognise. So hopefully that provides a bit of an update on what we've been doing and where we're going, and a couple of the major events that are coming up in the next couple of months. Please do get the annual conference in your calendar, and also the summit in July next year. Our aim is to get 500 people to that summit in Melbourne at the convention centre. We had 250 in Brisbane, and we're really keen to double that. Because we need everyone on board if we've got any chance of halving food waste by 2030.
Thanks very much, Steve. So there's heaps going on in Fight Food Waste CRC space at the moment. And congratulations being invited to the International Day of Awareness for Food Loss and Waste. Can I ask you, Steve, what can we all do to be getting the word out there around this International Day of Food Loss and Waste? What can we do?
Yeah, this particular day is one of the key awareness raising days throughout the world around, the target, the global target, halving food waste by 2030. This particular event will talk to a number of founders of organizations like ours from around the world that are really trying to make headway, against that target. Promoting that, promoting a company's role, your company's role in being part of that journey to halve food waste by 2030. Promoting what you're doing as a company, what we're doing as a country, are all ways that we can help raise awareness. And if all our partners, participants do that, then the reach is enormous when we look at all our social channels.
And Steve, also, I'm really looking forward to hearing what the new name is at the end of the month. So we all have to stay tuned for that.
Absolutely.
And just on a final note, thank you for today. And look, we look forward to the final update for the year for the year with you in November. And thank you for your time today. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Joanne. Take care.
Thanks, Steve. So don't forget to get involved with the International Day of Awareness for Food Loss and Waste on the 29th of September. And if you have any questions, please contact us at the hub on hello@fightfoodwastehub.com.au.